President Trump made a stop in Charlotte Thursday, speaking to a crowd of mostly healthcare workers at the Charlotte airport. As WFAE's Michael Falero reports, Trump hyped two new executive orders as part of his vision for healthcare.
Inside a hangar, President Trump touts his healthcare plan. It's called America First and is entirely through executive orders. Still, he claims it will be a significant improvement on the, quote, terrible Affordable Care Act.
In short, we're delivering better care with more choice at a much lower cost and working to ensure Americans have access to the care they need.
Trump says he's focused on three pillars of healthcare: patient choice, lower costs, and better care. He mentions a number of topics, including lowering healthcare premiums, capping drug prices for low-income Americans, and importing prescription drugs from Canada. Dr. Mary Tipton is a pediatrician and internist from Utah. She was attending the event with the group Physicians for Reform, which supports free market solutions for healthcare. Tipton says the president supports the changes she believes will lower healthcare costs.
One of the biggest things that I really want to happen is lower prescription drug prices. And so I really am glad that he focused on that, because I think that will affect all Americans. And all Americans are all patients.
Trump also signed two executive orders. The first declares that patients are protected if they have pre-existing conditions. The Affordable Care Act already does that by requiring insurers not to exclude or charge patients more for health plans if they have a pre-existing condition. The law is going again before the U.S. Supreme Court this year. Trump says his order will protect people with pre-existing conditions, even if the ACA is struck down. Steph Feldman, a policy director with the Biden campaign, criticizes Trump for not producing more details about his plan. Feldman says the Trump administration is not making a good faith effort to protect people with pre-existing conditions because it filed a brief in the Supreme Court case asking the Affordable Care Act to be struck down.
Otherwise, this is just another empty commitment. Another executive order that President Trump is dropping right before the election, after promising it for years, written to not actually deliver the real relief American people need.
Trump's second executive order directs Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar to work with Congress and insurance companies to pass a bill to stop the practice of surprise medical billing. These are often bills by out-of-network providers, even if they work at an in-network hospital. Secretary Azar says if Congress and insurance companies don't work out a bill, and Congress doesn't pass it by January 1st, DHHS will explore regulatory actions to ban surprise billing. There is no immediate effect from either executive order the president signed today. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Falero.